The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on the corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller, the National Intel Report. John returns to the hot seat on Monday. I am looking forward to this great celebration. Anyway, quick check of what happened on Wall Street before we bring up our guest, Desi Andrews. Well, it wasn't a good day on Wall Street. Stocks tumbled as mixed economic news and further hints of higher interest rates from Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan kept buyers at bay. The Fed Chairman offered a modest endorsement of President Bush's idea of setting up private retirement accounts for younger workers in testimony before the House Financial Services Committee, but said that alone won't solve Social Security's long-term problems, reiterating remarks made to a Senate panel on Wednesday. Greenspan also said the economy continues to expand at a respectable rate and that inflation, while not an immediate threat, not today, maybe tomorrow, remains something policymakers must guard against. How do they do that? Well, according to Thomas Linden, a president of Global Trends Investment in Newport Beach, California, well, looks like Greenspan's going to be raising rates a lot real soon. Needless to say, on the metals market, gold closed out today up $1.70 at $427.40. Silver up 11 cents at $7.35. Platinum up $7 at $8.71. Palladium up a buck at $1.97. Needless to say, the dollar was weaker today. Crude oil higher by 12 cents at $48.34 a barrel. And as we speak, gold is being traded in Asia. Asian market is open. Gold off 10 cents at $427.50. Silver flat at $7.36. Platinum down $3 at $8.68. And palladium flat at $1.97. A reminder that Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a special offer on 20 lira gold coins for $90 a piece. These are just under 1/5 ounce of gold. And the $90 represents a $5 spread between the bid and the ask. And if you can figure that out, then you can also figure out that it's the most gold you will get for your dollar. Not only is it a numismatic coin. It was minted in the 1800s, but you're not going to pay big premiums on it. To find out how you can get it, just have to listen to this network. You're going to hear our commercial more than once, especially in the next 2 hours. When we return, we'll have our guest for Thursday, Desi Andrews, and that I am looking forward to. We'll be back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome, my friends, for the next 2 hours. Desi Andrews will be, well, Desi, let me just tell you, I got more email after the show last week than I've ever got for one particular show. I did.
Was that good or bad?
No, it's good. Everybody wants to know how to get out of the system. You see, you started something, so you're going to have to start at square one and pretend nobody knows what you were talking about. If that's okay with you.
That's all right with me. I'm always anxious. I'm always happy to talk about war powers. I wish we didn't have them. What people just don't understand, or they don't put it together, or it just doesn't correlate to them, that the only reason that we're in this pickle is because of war powers. And the war powers were implemented, put in place in the 1860s under what is known as the Civil War, which wasn't really a civil war, it was just the hostilities. So and I don't know who they are. I'll just refer to them as they.
The men in the shadows.
Yeah, they started setting this country up for a fall, at least in the 1830s, and by the 1840s, the constitutions that were, the states that were coming on board in the Union were not states of the Union, they were states of the United States, because the constitutions didn't call for the proper powers. In other words, for instance, the power to tax. None of the 50 states has the legislatures have the power to tax. So they can't tax their people. It's all federally done. But people still think there are states, but we really don't have any constitutions because, number one, the legislatures don't have the power to lay and collect taxes, and number two, all of the 50 constitutions are amended internally. And that's a dead giveaway that it's not a constitution, because a constitution can only be amended externally, like the First Amendment, Second Amendment, the Third Amendment. And so if you pull out what is commonly called the organic constitution in what you think is a state, you'll see that the organic constitution that was originally enacted, it doesn't even have a comparison to the constitution that you have now that's been amended and altered and reprinted and amended and altered and reprinted. So those are actually, those things that pass for constitutions in our states are actually corporate guidelines. They're charters, they're corporate charters.
So when politicians swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, we automatically think they're talking about the Constitution of Jefferson and Madison, but it's not.
Well, actually, they all do swear to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. That's in all the constitutions of the states. But, for instance, in Texas, they say to protect, defend, and whatever, uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States and of this state. And it's this state that's the killer, because this state is the federal zone. So the last thing they swear an oath to in the state of Texas is this state. And so it's a wink and a nod, and I've got my fingers crossed, and it's King's X. And that's what they uphold. We had a really, really interesting hearing a couple of weeks ago here in Austin. I know this gal who's protesting property taxes, and so the county sued her for the property tax to get judgment against her property. Now, people just automatically pay property taxes, and they don't really question them. Who has an interest in your property, and why? Mm-hmm. It actually comes from an 1862 Property Tax Act that was good for 1 year, and Lincoln implemented it against the states in the South because they interfered with the collection of taxes at the ports, and so they taxed the states, who passed it on to the property holders. So it was only for the year 1863 that it was good, but somehow 1863 has come and gone, and property taxes are still laid. So people don't really question property taxes because they say, well, who would pay for the schools and roads? It's always the schools and roads. Because the property taxes reflect probably 70, 80, 90% is taxed to the independent school district, or the taxing units. They're called units. So it's my contention that the taxing units are simply subterfuge that is put up to get people to believe that they're paying that amount of money to the schools, when in fact, all the money that they collect goes to Washington, D.C., and then is begged back by the states with conditions.
Yes.
So it all comes from war powers, and they do this by they say that it's constitutional because of the emergency clause in the Constitution and because of the health and welfare. So it began as early as 1840s when the Constitution started being changed into corporate charters, and that was really implemented during the war. I mean, that's a really big smokescreen when there are almost 600,000 Americans dying around you. You don't notice a whole lot that's going on besides the carnage. So a lot of the bad stuff was laid then, and then systematically it has just been laid down ever since. But they do it under one premise, and that is war powers. And people that say this is a wonderful thing that George Bush has declared war in Iraq, which is absolutely unconstitutional and illegal, by the way, because the president cannot declare war and the Congress cannot wage war. Congress must declare war and the president must wage it as the commander-in-chief. And anything else is absolutely unconstitutional. And the Congress hasn't declared war for a very, very, very long time. So it's all unconstitutional, but they get away with it under the emergency clause. So all of these things were laid in place, and as a result, we're under military provisional rule in all of the states, and it just becomes more and more military all the time. And then, of course, we all the laws were changed. The Justice Department, the courts were done away with. We used to have circuit courts in this country, and the Supreme Court justices sat for a period of time in Washington, and then they went out and rode the circuit. There were nine circuits, and there were nine circuit riders. In the old westerns, you always see the circuit riders are going to come. The circuit judge is going to come riding into town. Well, those were the people's courts, the circuit courts, and they were totally done away with in 1911. Most of it in 1878, but totally done away with the Judiciary Act in 1911. So the people have no courts anymore, and all we have now are agencies. And although it was begun, the agencies really began to be implemented in the late 1860s. Franklin Roosevelt perfected the agencies when he came into power. And so in 1933, all the agencies were really perfected, and then the money was taken away. So we've had no money since 1833, and the law is where the money is, and with no money we have no law. And it's really becoming grim anymore about the law.
So all these circuit courts that we have are unconstitutional, like the Ninth Circuit.
Well, no, they're not unconstitutional. Those are federal. Well, actually, they are. Well, let me say, there's only one place that a federal court can be, and that's in Washington, D.C.
Which is the Fourth Circuit, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think it is.
But that's the only place that a federal appellate court can be, because it's the only place that a federal court can be, is in the District of Columbia. And if you read all this stuff, what it says is that all the federal judges sit out here TDY, temporary duty assignment, which is the same as a military assignment. But here in Texas, for instance, Texas is part of the Fifth Circuit, the headquarters in Louisiana, and it's called the Fifth Judicial Circuit. And when, after the war, when Lincoln implemented the war powers, it was called the Fifth Military Circuit. So they just changed military for judicial, and down the road we go. So it's all war powers, and it's all under military rule, and it has just become ever increasingly worse. And the what's happening today is just absolutely a travesty. I mean, I'm 65 years old. I just cannot. I mean, my contemporaries, we just all shake our head, because we remember a land where you were free to skip and hop and laugh, and there was joy. And it exists no more.
Yes, yes, yes. I know the feeling.
So it is all war powers, and until we insist the war powers go away and implement peace, we'll continue to have ever-burgeoning dictatorship.
I always ask people this question. What event happened in your life that got you started on this quest? Because your depth of knowledge on the subject is not something one picks up in a year or two. So was there something that happened that you started not believing what we accepted as the facts, and you started digging into it?
Well, I'll shorten my personal story in a nutshell. I have always been a fierce patriot. I've always believed totally in the Declaration of Independence. I used to read it every single night before I went to sleep as a teenager. I had a copy of the Declaration of Independence at the head of on the wall at the head of my bed, and I read it every single night before I went to sleep. I've always believed that America was the place of dreams. It was the cauldron of freedom. It was the place from where all freedom sprung. I believe that those stories about the melting pot and I always loved her dearly. And I was always very involved in politics. I was all through high school, Little United Nations, Young Republicans, all that stuff. You know, always believed in it. Rah, rah, wave the flag. Felt that voting was an absolute duty and obligation. Always did that.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Guest for the remaining time we have on the air, Desi Andrews, and we'll be right back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Desi Andrews. Thanks for almost making me tear up in that last segment.
Why is that, Robbie?
Well, just because. That was very sweet.
Well, so anyway, I started to see that people were losing touch with their patriot roots, with America, what I call America, and with their own heritage, their own state heritage. So by 1980... when there was the Reagan election, I was just thoroughly disgusted, and I had lived in Europe before, in 1970 in Austria actually, and I just decided I wanted out of here because I couldn't see any patriots, and so I left and went to Europe, and I stayed there for 10 years, and it's very easy to follow what's going on in another country when you live outside the country.
Yep.
So. The view of America from outside the country is totally different than the view in. And it's a really, really good perspective being outside. So in 1991, I was in a small Bohemian theater, and Michael Moore came in and stopped talking and said, "There's someone in this audience I came to speak to. You believe deeply in something, and you need to go back. You need to march in the parade. You need to beat your drum, blow your horn. one person can make a difference. So I gave up my perpetual European vacation and came back. And once here, I didn't know exactly what I was, I feel I was called to do this, and I didn't know exactly what I was supposed to do, but I believe I have a very, very good relationship with my God, and I knew that I would be shown. So it wasn't too long until somebody said, oh, I have a problem. I said, I'll help, and they gave me books and tapes on income tax, and I started reading, and I walked away and never came back. And I've studied myself into homelessness at times.
Well, welcome to the club. Wear it as a badge of honor. It's always I love hearing people's stories, just simply because of the fact of, different events cause different people to realize certain things. And it's amazing. I mean, and all the stories are very touching, and yours particular. And it's obviously, by doing it, it helps other people as well, because it gets them on the mission. Because you got to have that spark. You got to have that thing that sets you off on the course. For me, I was just looking for answers as to why I lost a country. And little did I know the journey that would take me on.
Well, it's the same thing with me. Why is this country lost or almost lost? And I'll do everything in my power to keep it from being lost, sucked down into the cesspool, as it were. And the thing I always ask myself, Robbie, is why? Why do they do this? Why do they create a land that is so horrible to live in that nobody can live there? I don't understand the rhyme or reason, so I guess one has to look beyond the why and say, how can we change it? Because I'm not sure we'll ever know the why.
Well, the why always usually comes down to power and money.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, when you live in a utopia and a Garden of Eden and you create a barren desert, I think that one is more palatable living than the other, and I just don't understand it.
Well, yeah, well, you know, I guess the founders understood the evil that lurks within men, and they try to create a system with checks and balances to alleviate it, not eradicate it.
Well, and as long as those checks and balances stayed in place, we could have continued to have freedom. But the thing that people have to understand is they are controlled by agencies, and those agencies don't have any power over them. And the longer they believe in those myths called the agencies, then the more power those agencies get. And they're totally outside the Constitution. They were set up by the Congress and given the power to make rules, regulations, and enforcement powers, but only for the agencies. And then they burst their bonds and they come out and they start on the rest of us. So, and then people believe that they're for real.
Well, sure. I mean, today we've got the head of a new agency, John Negroponte has been put as the head of the intelligence agency. Who knows? Apparently his job is to control the finances, which, as you know, is going to create all kinds of problems. But explain agency to me.
Well, an agency is just a separate, there are no offices anymore in the United States. Nobody fills an office, and Congress has created no office. For instance, the office of the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, the commissioner was created, but there was no office created. So he just sits out there, and he has no office, and so he has no officers. And so they have employees that they have under them, and they create these agencies. But Congress allows them to make their own rules, regulations, and enforcement power. And so they don't answer to anybody, including Congress. Congress is the only one that can fire the heads of the agencies, nobody else. And they're not appointed, they're not elected, and they're not answerable. That's an agency.
My guest, Essie Andrews, will be back. And yes, we'll take your calls.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant superterms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Before we continue with Dassey, just a note from the desk of Sandra. Aronizer air purifiers are on sale until March the 15th. After March the 15th, prices are going to go up. Aron Aqua is now giving a 4-year warranty on the portable SS models and an 8-year warranty on the NS models. To get in on the sale, you can just simply give a call at 1-877-605-9200. Sorry about the short commercial interruption.
That's all right. Those things are great.
They are?
Oh, yeah. I want to go over... I wanted to throw in one of my dear friends and a listener.
Okay.
Called me and told me that the double line through the S in the old dollar sign actually means units of silver. So it was an S for silver with a U through it. And then at some point the bottom of the U got chopped off, so it was just a double line, but that's what it signifies is units of silver.
Now that's interesting, and I never knew that.
And so we can't have units of silver designating whatever that stuff is that people pay for stuff with anymore, so they have to go to a single line.
It's called clad.
Right.
Some people call it slag, but it's actually clad.
That's tough.
And I hope Paul calls in, your friend from Washington, is it?
No, it's Lewis.
Lewis from Washington. I hope he calls in, because I've had more than enough emails Because Lewis promised me on last week's show he was going to send me some stuff about the driver's licenses.
And he didn't do it, did he?
And I can't tell you how many emails I've got saying, can you forward me that stuff from Lewis?
Well, there you go, Lewis. I'll talk.
Yes.
Well, I sent Lewis several email messages myself, and they all bounced, so I can't figure what's going on either. I guess I'll have to give up and call him.
Uh-oh.
Let me give you the definition of an agency.
Okay.
A relationship between two persons, by agreement or otherwise, where one, the agent, may act on behalf of the other, the principal, and bind the principal by words and actions. So in other words, when the agents go out, they bind the agency in the name of the agency when they go out among us. But it's just simply a relationship between two people. So it has no effect on us, on we the people. The agencies don't, and they make rules and regulations only for themselves within the agency. And when we let them come out and bug us, then woe be unto us, because we're ignorant when we do that.
No. You know what they always say in courts of law, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Well, I started to tell you that I had a friend who was fighting property taxes, and she went into court, and she so eloquently dealt with it. I mean, she was really amazing for somebody that's never been in court in her life. She was really amazing, and she was in the courtroom of an amazing judge, and his name is John Dietz, and I have said it many, many times, and I'll continue to say it. He's the only judge I have ever seen. He is an incredible jurist. He loves the law. And he basically told her that he had to rule against her because that's the way the law read now. But he also took judicial notice of the 1845 and the 1876 Texas constitutions and laid it down so that she can go on appeal on a constitutional issue because the legislature doesn't have the power to levy and collect taxes. It was quite a remarkable thing. So we're looking at fighting property taxes here constitutionally in Texas.
Well, Texas is a whole other country.
And it certainly is.
and I had to laugh the other day watching Kinky Friedman.
Oh, Kinky.
Oh, Kinky. You got to love Kinky.
Kinky's Kinky, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know the funny thing?
What?
He could win.
What's he running for?
Governor.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, go Kinky.
Go Kinky.
Well, he's up against what in the world's her name? Kay Bailey Hutchins.
Oh no.
So he there's no chance of him winning. You know, she's got the biggest war chest in Washington.
Yes.
The
yes.
biggest.
Well, at least hopefully he has a little bit of fun along the way.
Oh, Kinky always has fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's an incredible guy.
You want to take some calls?
Sure.
We got Aaron from Texas. Thanks for holding, Aaron.
Hi. I wondered what you thought about the idea of a grassroots national referendum to possibly repeal some of these bad laws or the Patriot Act or add something to the Constitution that says that heads of agencies cannot be appointed but must be elected or, what do you think about that?
Well, Aaron, number one, we don't have any electors, so we don't have any elections. People are just voted in. So that's why they're voted into the duties of the office of, because we have no offices. So we'd have to have freeholds in order to have constitutional elections to begin with. So to go down and cast a vote in this day and age, to me, is pure folly. Absolute folly, and it really, they put you in an adhesion contract when you sign up for a voter's registration card. It's, you know, to rattle the saber about be a good American and go down and vote. No, you can't do a national referendum, but what you can do is, I believe that we are held in a trust, and I believe that the trustees of that trust, and it's an implied or charitable or resulting trust, whatever you want to call it, it's called the Sesi Qui Trust. I believe that we're held in that trust, and I believe that the trustee of that trust is your local representative. So I would like everybody, wherever you are listening, to call your local representative, and they're not that hard to find. You probably never heard of him or her, but you can look him up. Call the office of the local the state representative and ask, are you the trustee of an implied or charitable or resulting trust known as the state of Texas, or wherever you are.
And well, they're not going to really even know what that means, I'm
well,
guessing.
Well, yeah, they are, because I had a friend who did that, and the guy said, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they do know what that means. But that trust holds us all. It holds all our property. It holds all our land. It holds us in trust. And so as long as they think that we're part of a trust, as long as they think we're willing beneficiaries of a trust, they have us. So if we can isolate the trustees, then we can tell the trustees that we resign from the trust and we will be held no longer. And that way, we get out.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what
simple.
Piece of paper tells you that you actually are out, because, you know, it's one thing to say you're out, but, you know, how do you document that? And then can you be arrested for not being in, you know? I mean, it all sounds good until you do it, then you lose your home and you lose your job because you're in jail.
Because we're under military law with military mentality and Gestapo tactics, I can't guarantee that nobody won't be that everybody won't be snatched up off the streets tomorrow and thrown in jail. I mean, look at the number of people in jail. There would be pure folly to think that they can't put anybody and everybody in jail that they want to. But I mean, there comes a time if people are educated when the numbers change, and it's a matter of education and numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you inform me, I believe that you have to go to the right person in order to give notice, and I just don't think we have ever figured out who the right person is until now.
Mm-hmm. It's your state representative then.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least that's the theory this week, Erin.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Erin. We got Richard from Alabama. Hey, Richard.
Am I on?
You're
yes,
on,
sir.
Sir.
You're on.
I went to the library today, and I read Title V, Section 552.
Yes, sir.
And I looked hard all through it. I just scanned the large print, and I looked for federal authority to proceed in commerce, or the need for the federal authority to proceed in commerce, or any need for implementing regulations, and I didn't see that they have any need to have an implementing regulation or for authority to proceed in commerce. I just don't.
Well,
I guess I missed it.
Well, the Constitution is the only thing that allows you to proceed. The Constitution is the thing that gives Congress the right to regulate commerce.
Yeah.
So everything comes from regulation. And if you give me just a minute, I'll pull up 552 and tell you the sections. But did you see where it says they have to have regulations?
No, that's what I was looking for. I was skimming through it and looked for any need for an implementing regulation, and I just don't see it.
Well, the case on that is Chrysler v. Brown. It's a Supreme Court case that lays it out very clearly that says that the only way that an agency can speak to you is through regulation, not through statute or code. And so lots of times you have to read cases to understand what it is that the other junk says.
Did you say Chrysler versus Brown?
Chrysler v. Brown, uh-huh.
Chrysler, like the car?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the case that says that there has to be substantive regulation that reaches to the people.
Substantive implementing regulation?
Well, there has to be an implementing regulation, but also more than that, there has to be a substantive regulation. And a substantive regulation is one that is put out to the public to have there has to be a comment period from the public on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it says, in order for a regulation to have the force and effect of law, it must be a substantive or legislative-type rule affecting individual rights and obligations, as do the regulations in this case in Chrysler. And it must be the product of a congressional grant of legislative authority promulgated in conformity with any procedural requirements imposed by Congress. And then Congress has imposed the Administrative Procedures Act in 5552. So what the Supreme Court said is it has to be a substantive regulation if it's going to reach to the people.
Well, how do you know that's not an unpublished ruling?
A Supreme Court decision?
It might be an unpublished decision.
A Supreme Court decision?
Yeah, they can make them unpublished.
No. No, when they have a decision, it's published.
Well, unpublished does not mean that it's not published. It's in there and you can read it, but it's got some asterisks back there and it says not to be used as a precedent.
Well, not Supreme Court cases ever.
Hmm.
That happens at appellate level or district, you know, when they're ashamed of what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
But no, not a Supreme Court opinion.
Can you give me any, can you narrow down my search any at all? Or?
You mean for Chrysler v. Brown?
Yeah.
Sure. It's, let's see. Chrysler v. Brown is 441 U.S. 281.
Mm-hmm. 44 U.S. 281.
Uh-huh. No, 441.
Oh, 441 U.S. 281.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like
a
highway.
And it talks about the Administrative Procedures Act in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll pretty well lay it out so you can go back and look at 552 and figure it out.
Then no agency has the implementing regulations. None of them, right?
No, that's not true. Some agencies have implementing regulations.
Yeah.
And some agencies actually have substantive regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, I deal with Ralph Winterode because what they've done is laid down a puzzle. You might have what appears to be a substantive regulation over here, but when you look at the substantive regulation, it goes to something else over here. But I'll give you a good example of what an implementing regulation and a substantive regulation is. Congress says that when an agency has a rule or regulation, for instance, the IRS, their code or statutes are in Title 26 under Internal Revenue Service. And so in order to have force and effect of law on the people, there has to be an implementing regulation that is also in the Code of Federal Regulations, CFR 26. So they can't go to another title and in order to have any force and effect. So Title 26, for instance, their liens and levies, comes under 26-6331. 6331 is implemented in 27 CFR. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. So the only way that they can implement a lien is if the ATF begins it, not the Internal Revenue Service, but the ATF has to implement the lien, and it's for the taxation on licensed goods. So none of that is lawful. Those liens and levies aren't lawful to the people who, like on wages. That's absolutely against the Administrative Procedures Act.
Well, maybe there's a court ruling that they don't really need implementing regulations.
No, there's no court ruling that says that, and neither does 5552.
Hmm.
No. Not the high court ruling.
Hmm. Well.
And it says in 5552 let me see. I don't know which section this is, but it says, agency as defined in Section 551 of this title includes any executive department, military department, government corporation, government-controlled corporation, or other establishment in the executive branch of the government, including the executive office of the president, or any independent regulatory agency. So even the executive office of the president is an agency. Or any independent regulatory agency, and a regulatory agency is like the IRS or the EPA or OSHA or any of those things, and they have dominion over themselves.
What are you reading from?
I'm reading from Title 5, Section 552.
No, what is the reference? Is it a book that we can all get?
It's Title 5. Do you know what the titles are? I mean, do you know what the title is?
No, tell me.
Okay. It's titles. There is one United States code, and it has 50 titles.
Okay.
And the titles each deal with different topics, like Social Security and transportation and Internal Revenue Service.
Okay.
And so Title V deals with government agencies.
Oh.
And Title V and Section 552 is what's called the Administrative Procedures Act, and it lays down the procedures for the agencies. And it's they write these things so that they're really, really difficult to read.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I hope we answered all your questions there, Richard.
You just have to keep reading it, Richard. I mean, I'm telling you, it's right there in 552. It says,
no.
Substantive
no.
rules of general applicability adopted as authorized by law. It talks about it in 552. It's just hard to read.
Hang in there, Richard. Thanks for the call. We'll return, put a bow on this hour. Still got another hour to go.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order Wright Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Welcome back, my friends. Desi Andrews joining us, giving me an education, which is great.
Robbie, let me say this for Richard. Just a few simple sentences from the Administrative Procedures Act. It's really, really an important point, and it's confusing, and people really need to understand it. And it does take some study. But what it says is, each agency shall separately state and currently publish in the Federal Register for the guidance of the public. And so what it says is they have, and then it tells statements, rules of procedure, et cetera, but they have to separately state and currently publish in the Federal Register any of their rules or regulations.
Sure.
And one of the things is substantive rules of general applicability adopted as authorized by law. General applicability means that they would apply to you and me. A person may not in any manner be required to resort to or be adversely affected by a matter required to be published in the Federal Register and not so published. So if there is not a substantive regulation that's been published in the Federal Register that deals with an agency, it doesn't affect you and me.
Yeah, but let me tell you the problem with the Federal Register. Number one, nobody reads it. And they put certain time limits in which the public can comment on it, sometimes 30 days, sometimes 60 days, sometimes 90 days. Now, if the public doesn't comment because it doesn't know it's there, it automatically becomes law.
Well, however, it can be challenged, but most of the substantive regulations that would apply to you and me don't exist. There are none. And so when people just cannot ask enough, where's the law? Okay, that's fine, you said that, but where's the law? Because we don't have to listen to code and statute, and that's all we're spoken to in is code and statute.
Yeah,
code is merely prima facie evidence that there may be a law.
I remember back in the late 90s, somebody pointed out to us that in the Federal Register was this little proposed legislation called Know Your Customer Regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we started broadcasting it, and a lot of Internet sites picked it up, obviously, people were outraged.
It scurried away, didn't it, Robbie?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it died. It came back at the Patriot Act, but that's another story.
Yes, exactly.
You know, because what gets... That's the thing that's really sneaky about these people. When the people find out about something that is published in the Federal Register and they comment about it and they get a lot of heat about it and they obviously rescind it because of the public outcry... All they do is they put it on the shelf, and then they wait for some piece of legislation to come down the pike, and then they just stuff it in there.
Well, that's the beauty of these people, because, like, for instance, in 1933, they passed the Agriculture Adjustment Act, one of the ugliest pieces of legislation. I mean, it is pure evil. It just breeds snakes is what it does. It's a horrible thing. And the Supreme Court struck it down eventually as unconstitutional, and so they just took parts of it and stuck it here and parts of it and stuck it there. So it's alive and well and breathing. But it doesn't have any force and effect on us because it's code.
Bastards. Sorry. Had a little outburst.
Oh, I mean, I totally agree.
I know. Desi Andrews is my guest. We'll take your calls coming back in the next hour at 1-800-313-9443. Dylan, Frank, Steve, we'll get to you right after this short break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.